The Burt Show.
So this is when you go into the office this morning and you're like, you know what? They should make the Monday after the Super Bowl a national holiday. All right. It's not the NFL's fault you stayed up late last night. It's not the NFL's fault that you drank last night and you feel like crap this morning.
But it is.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. Isn't today like the least productive Monday of the year or something like that? Right.
It's the most sick day, or it's the day that most people call out sick more than any other day in the country.
Is that right?
Yeah. Okay, how about this rule?
Okay.
All right, so the Monday after the Super Bowl is not a holiday unless it goes into overtime. So if it goes into overtime, like then we get the day off.
Okay. Yep. Thank
That's
God.
Fair. Which is exactly what happened last night.
There has to be some kind of midway compromise. Like, you shouldn't get the whole day off. But it would be nice if America just said, you know what, show up at noon.
A late start.
Yeah, just a late start. Then you'll get your employees back in, you know? That's it. All right, Kristen, how are you gonna start us off? A stupid bit of the week already?
That's how, you know, on a Monday, when people are a little bit groggy from staying up watching the big game. Had a little bit too much to drink, ate a little bit too much cheese, so you're feeling a little bit on the bloated side today. Let's start it off. Yeah, a little binded.
A little binded.
Let's start off with a stupid bit of the week. All right, so Bert, last week you shared a story with us of how Nebraska was scrapping their tourism slogo.
Wait, their slogan?
Yes.
What'd you call it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did I say slogo?
You did say slogo.
Wow, I like that. It's like slogan and logo.
I thought it was swag. I thought you did it on purpose.
I think I did motto and slogan and turned it into slogo.
This Super Bowl really is going to be making us a very interesting show today.
At least for the first couple hours, I think you're right.
Because I stayed up for the entire game and I had some beers last night, so it's on today.
That's the kind of thing. You can't turn that off. I mean, it was so close the entire time. There was no chance for you to go like, this thing's over and be surprised. It was so close the whole way, you couldn't turn it off.
Beginning to end, it was amazing.
All right, so their slogan used to be Nebraska. Honestly, it's not for everyone.
Adds up.
So the Tourism Commission announced that it's ditching the tagline because apparently the new governor is not a fan. He called it nonsense. But I mean, I'm a fan because, again, Nebraska, when you're asking people where they're going on a vacation, if you're going somewhere in the continental U.S., they're typically not going to be like, Nebraska. So I went and I was curious what the other state slogans were. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read off a state slogan. And that was legit Nebraska's for the longest time. I'm going to read off a state slogan.
I love that kind of honesty. It's just like,
honestly, it's not for everyone.
It's not for everyone. It's just like, you know what? Just go around us. Don't even drive through our state.
So I'm going to ask each of you individually which state you think this belongs to. Obviously, I took out the ones like, find your Alaska. I think that one's pretty obvious. Or Sweet Home Alabama. Uh-huh. Or Georgia on my mind. I think those would have given it away for you. So, Mo, what state belongs to this slogan? We like it here. You might too.
I'm going to go with randomly. I have no idea why. Ohio.
Okay. Think more Northeast. But it started with the right letter.
Oh, now it's trivia. Oregon.
Yay!
Yeah. Northwest? You mean Northwest.
Oh, God bless them.
That's Super Bowl Monday,
but
boy.
You still got it.
That's why I hit the buzzer.
I'm down with you.
Did Oregon pick up and move?
How many beers are we talking about last night?
Four. Okay. All right. Abby, what state belongs to this state slogan? Fun-sized.
Fun-sized?
That is literally their state slogan.
Okay, so it's got to be something in the actual Northeast, or should I say the Northwest?
It's the actual Northeast.
It depends which way you're looking at the map.
If you're looking at it in the mirror, it's the other way.
I want to say, okay, so I'm going to narrow it down to Vermont, Rhode Island, and Delaware.
It is one of those.
I feel like Vermont is too serious.
Right.
Like, they wouldn't be like fun size because they have the beautiful leaves, the rich people that go there to vacation.
You've narrowed it down to the final two, and one of them is it.
I feel like Rhode Island is not as serious as Vermont, but they're kind of like the middle child to where they would kind of be like, they would roll their eyes at that. So I'm going to go Delaware.
It was Rhode Island.
No!
Yeah, they're the the smallest state.
Oh, really? That's, I thought maybe Delaware was the smallest because they're the most irrelevant. Or maybe New Hampshire. How did I forget New Hampshire?
The president of the United States is from Delaware. What do you mean? It's irrelevant.
Well. All right, Bart.
Yes.
The state slogan is, sounds good to me.
Sound good to me. That feels like Tennessee.
It is.
Is what? What is going on?
Yeah, just because of the music. And
Tennessee.
The music.
Tennessee. Sounds good to me.
Okay. Well played.
All right, Mo.
Mm-hmm.
State slogan is, it's like a whole other country.
Yeah, it is.
I know this one.
You do?
Yeah.
Does it's Miami like a- have a slogan?
That's a city.
That's
not
definitely a city.
Am I wrong?
No.
That was good.
It
was good.
It's like a whole other country. Look, ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Texas.
Yeah!
It would like to be its own other country. That's what it should say.
All right, Abby. Which one I want to give you? Okay, I think this one's obvious too. Dream big. That is the state slogan. Dream big.
California?
It is. Yes. You guys are so good. Wow. All right. Hardest one. Last one for you.
All right.
It's all here.
It's all here.
Mm-hmm.
It's all here.
I didn't know it was all here.
You know where that is? It is Colorado.
It is not.
Okay.
No, it's not there.
I want to give you a...
It's all here. We've got mountains and we've got oceans. And no, it's not all here.
They
don't.
They lying.
They're lying. Think of... I can't think of a tip for you. Massachusetts.
Oh, it's not all there.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
There's a lot of things that aren't there.
But overall, I'm very impressed with all of you.
And we're impressed that you sort of know how to read a map.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, Oregon, that beautiful Northeast. Hey. I can't wait to visit someday.
The Burt Show.